Coming up on episode number 1123, we lost a legend last week. Prince passed away last week, and of course, our thoughts go to his music, his vast library of fantastic tracks that were not only amazing in their own right, but were also so well interpreted by other artists, or could be well interpreted by other artists. We'll listen to some of the best as well as some covers by Prince. It is the Prince Tribute. It's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday night. It is Wednesday, April 27th. 2016. My name is Brian Ibben. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, a tribute edition of Coverville to a great legendary artist, Prince, passed away last week, and everybody's been like in the Coverville Citizens Facebook page, everybody's been sharing their favorite covers, their favorite Prince songs. You know, Prince himself really wasn't a fan of people doing covers of his music. You know, there were instances where he flat out refused and blocked people the best he could from doing covers. I mean, if you're a performer and you're signed up with, I think he was BMI. If you're signed up with BMI, then of course legally you can, because that's where his music is registered. But I think there were instances where he actually could prevent people from doing covers of his music. However, I think if he were to listen to today's episode of Coverville, he'd give the thumbs up to each and every track that we've got picked out for you today. Celebrating with you know, a lot of his greatest hits, of course, stuff from Purple Rain, from Under the Cherry Moon, his greatest hits, earlier stuff than that, and songs that that you know, I think covers too that you know. I'm breaking my rule. Only for one episode, but breaking my rule about trying to steer away from songs I've already played on the show. I wanted to kind of amass a collection of the best covers of Prince. And, you know, there's some songs where you've got two or three just legendary versions. Of course, you can't play all of them. So let's go ahead and get things started here. Let's start the way the Purple Rain album started. Oh, you know what? Before we do that, quick thing. Was curious about if my my request line was working. 1-877-7-COVER-9.
Yes, your phone is working. Thank goodness. Bye.
Someone was nice enough to test that for me. And even before I play any music, I should play this just to warn you that, you know, some of the stuff you're going to hear. The following song contains language that will corrupt your mind, offend your youngsters, and confound your coworkers. Please use extreme caution when listening. Yeah, I mean, it's a Prince show. We can't do stuff like Erotic City and Darling Nikki without raising the hackles on the parents, right? Okay. All right, now we're going to get things started. We're going to begin just like the album began, with Purple Rain, with a song called Let's Go Crazy. This one performed by Incubus from their Monuments and Melodies album from 2009. Here is Incubus.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word life, that means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, something else, the afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one, Dr. Everything will be alright. Instead of asking how much time you have left, ask him how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. Go crazy, punch a higher floor. Hey.
was too bright to know the way she kissed me. I knew she knew how to get her kicks.
gentlemen, the Eels have left the building. Just kidding, here they are.
Eels, a live version there of I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man. That was recorded with strings live at Town Hall. You can find it on their Useless Trinkets album, which collected B-sides and rarities and stuff like that. Great cover right there by E and the Eels, I Could Never Take the Place of Your Man. Before that, Shelter Belt with a cover of When You Were Mine, that one from their album These Songs Were Not Written by Shelter Belt. The version I kind of wanted to play was Ani DiFranco's live version of that song, but I don't have a really good audio quality version. The version that I have was recorded from the audience. So, of course, you get all the audience noise, but hopefully someday Ani DiFranco decides to record that one in the studio, because it is a gorgeous, heartbreaking rendition of When You Were Mine. Such a beautiful song. Well, beautiful and heartbreaking, right? I guess it's, you know, it's unfortunate what happens in that song. Raspberry Beret by the Hindu Love Gods. Of course I had to include that one. I think that might be My favorite cover of any Prince song ever. Of course, Hindu love gods are made up of Warren Zevon, the late, great Warren Zevon, and most of the members of REM. I think Michael Stipe was the only one who sat out from that project back in 1990. They put out a whole album, self-titled album, with a bunch of great blues covers on there. The Hindu Love Gods, check it out. Semisonic right before that from a CD single for their song Secret Smile. That was Take Me With You. And we opened the show with Let's Go Crazy. That one covered by Incubus. That one from their 2009 album Monuments and Melodies. So another one that, you know, when you're hearing that somebody's assembling kind of the ultimate cover list of Prince songs, this is one you probably expect on the list as well. This one is The Art of Noise featuring Tom Jones and their cover of Kiss.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just kiss. You gotta not talk dirty, baby, if you wanna impress me. You can't be too flirty, mama. I know how to undress me. Let me be your fantasy, and maybe you could be mine. You just leave it all up to me. We can have a good time. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want your extra time and your kiss. Think I better dance now.
Time. would die for you.
Until the dawn. How I wish you were my day.
Won't you call my name?
If we can, Nikki, I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki crying. And I just couldn't believe my eyes. She had so many devices, everything that money could buy. She said, sign your name on the dotted line. The lights went out and Nikki started to grind. My brain, I can't tell you what you did to me, but my body will never be the same. Her love will kick you behind. Oh, she'll show you no mercy, but she'll show enough, show you how to grind, darling Nikki. Next morning, Nikki wasn't there. I looked all over, all I found was a phone number on the stairs. It said, thank you for a funky time. Call me up whenever you wanna grind. Call me up whenever you wanna grind.
Hi, Brian. This is Roger Green. I'm listening right now to Herbie Hancock's Thieves in the Temple from his album The New Standard. It's a long song. It's about 7.5 minutes, but if you can fit it onto the Prince cover story, that would be swell. It's a great album, actually. You might steal it for some other songs like Kurt Cobain and the Beatles and Simon and Garfunkel. You ought to check it out. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, girls and boys, I'm a little something like this. She only known her for a little while. She had grown accustomed to her style. She had the biggest butt you'd ever seen. I heeded to they were meant to be. I love you, baby. Love you so much. Maybe we can stay in touch. Meet me in another world, space and joy. Who's that to them? I'm a girls and boys. Girls and boys. Oh. He gave her all love anyone can. She belonged to another man. He tried so hard not to go insane. But it's too fly like rain. Love you, baby. Love you so much. Set to dumb mama, girls and boys. Girls and boys. Oh, life is precious and love is so real. I can take
make a breakup if you say that you care. He had to run away, his pride was too strong. Started raining, the birds were gone. Love you, lady. Maybe we can stay in time. Meet me in another world, space and joy. Plus it's so fine, maybe girls and boys. I don't want to get a baby. You're so fine, cause you're so fine. I love you, baby, love you so much. Maybe we can stay in time. Me and another world's space and joy. Cause you're so fine, my girl and boys. Girls and boys. Girls and boys. Yeah, yeah. Girls,
David Garza and his cover of Girls and Boys from the Do Me Baby Austin Does Prince album that came out in 1996. Featured a bunch of artists from Austin doing covers. Spoon is on there. Christina Mars from the Asylum Street Spankers is on there. Great, great collection. Do Me Baby Austin Does Prince. Before that, well, oh, I want to talk about the request. Yeah, Roger called in with that request. I couldn't listen to the track and I just didn't feel like it fit with the rest of the show. Plus 7.5 minutes. That's a tall order for an episode like this, especially a jazz cover, an instrumental jazz cover. I appreciate the request and I will see what I can do about getting it on a, another edition of the show, maybe one where it fits a little bit better, but, did want to thank you for the call, Roger. Before that, Darling Nikki, that one from a collection called Party of the Times, a tribute to Prince, came out in, of course, 1999. The artist performing that, yeah, you know her as Mystique from the first couple X-Men films. That is Rebecca Romijn, back then, Rebecca Romijn Stamos, and a great cover of Darling Nikki. Who knew that she was such a talented singer? Before that, Berlin. Terry Nunn and the gang released an album in 2005, mostly covers, called Foreplay. They got a couple other live tracks, bonus tracks on there. But that was their cover of Erotic City, kind of making it our NSFW set of the episode. Erotic City right there by Berlin. I Would Die for You by Bo Hall from the self-titled album. And The Art of Noise featuring Tom Jones at the top of that set with Kiss. Of course, you can find that on the Art of Noise's Greatest Hits. You can also find it, maybe even a little bit cheaper, on a Pottery Barn CD called Cover to Cover. Came out in 2003, had a bunch of great covers on there. And including, of course, that cover of Kiss by The Art of Noise featuring Tom Jones. All right, we'll get to some more Prince, I promise, in just a moment. But before we do that, I want to tell you about the sponsor of this episode of Coverville. Of course, it is Amazon, and Amazon's got you covered with the Coverville purchase of the week. I wanted to find something that was somewhat Prince-related, and I'm going to go off book here. Of course, somebody did pick up Orphan Black Season 4 on Amazon Instant Video. Did you know that even getting Amazon Instant Video or Amazon Prime using the Coverville code still gives me a kickback? It does, and it's a really good one too. So if you've been thinking about getting Amazon Prime or even getting their brand new monthly Amazon Prime offering, which lets you watch Amazon Prime Video and get, of course, free shipping on all their products or all the products that they keep in-house, it helps out Coverville. So what you got to do is go to coverville.com, scroll down a little bit, look for the Amazon banner, or go to the show notes of any episode. Click on the Amazon link. That's going to take you to their site. Anything you add to your cart and buy from that point on, a little portion of the amount that you spend goes back into Coverville and into producing and making the show happen. It's all part of the way that just goes to show you that Amazon has got you covered. And Orphan Black, Season 4, somebody purchased that. It was really cool. All right, Amazon's got you covered. Blah, 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 blah. I went too fast that time to try and sync it up with the gap. Next time, I promise. Next time we'll try and sync it up. All right. Well, you knew there had to be a cover of Little Red Corvette in the show, and I'm not going to disappoint. I'm going to do that one right now. Now, this is a really cool in-station, in-studio recording by Australian. He's kind of the Australian Bob Dylan, a guy named Paul Kelly. And if you're unfamiliar with Paul Kelly's work, if you're stateside here, and maybe you remember his work with the Messengers, Paul Kelly and the Messengers, you owe it to yourself to check out more Paul Kelly, because he is a dynamite songwriter, and again, has a really cool, unusual voice. This is Paul Kelly recorded live in the Triple M Studios, part of the Triple M Musical Challenge 3 CD, which came out in 2002, and here's his cover of Little Red Corvette.
I guess I should have known by the way you parked your car sideways it wouldn't last. See, you're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb, cause you had a pocket full of horses, Trojan, and some of them used. It was Saturday night, guess that makes it alright, he said. What have I got to lose? Honey, say, little red Corvette. Maybe you're much too fast. Little red Corvette. Ooh-hoo-hoo. You need a love that's gonna last. I guess I should have closed my eyes when you drove me to the place where your horses run free. I felt a little ill when I saw the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. It was Saturday night, guess that makes it all right. He said, baby, have you got enough gas? Yeah. Maybe you move too fast. Your little red Corvette. You gotta find a lover that's gonna last. Move over, baby, now. Give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame your little red love machine. Your little red Corvette. Ooh, maybe you're much too fast. Your little red Corvette. Ooh, you need a lover that's gonna last. Baby, you got to slow down. Your little red Corvette. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You're gonna run your little red Corvette down.
heat between me and how can you just leave me standing alone in a world so cold? Maybe I'm just too demanding. Maybe I'm just like my father too bold. Maybe I'm just like my mother. She's never satisfied. Why do we scream and tell her this is what it sounds like when the dark
Is the poverty bringing you down? Is the mailman checking you round? Did he put your $1 million check in someone else's box? Tell me, what's the matter with your world? Was it a boy when you wanted a girl? Don't you know straight hair ain't got no curl? Life, it ain't real funky unless it's got that pop limit. Everybody needs a thrill. We all got a space to fill. Everybody can't be on top, but life, it ain't too funky unless it's got that, it's got that pop. What's that underneath your hair? Is there anybody living here? You can't get over if you say you just don't care. Show me a boy who stays in school and I'll show you a boy who wins. Yeah. Everybody needs a thrill. We all got a space to fill. Everybody can be on top, but life, it ain't too funky unless it's got that, it's got that.
Die, I'm gonna listen to my body tonight. They say 2000 party over, oops, out of time. So tonight I'm gonna party like it's 1999.
You know, I've got to have a some sort of unusual version of a track in here. Well, I had a couple of them in there, right? 1999 performed there by the Red Dirt Rangers from their album Rangers Command from 1999, of course, doing a cover there. Before that, Pop Life from the band Dead or Alive, that one from a Video Killed the Radio Star 80s hits covered. Also came out in 1999 from a bunch of bands, including Dead or Alive. I think Missing Persons is in there with a... which one did they cover? I Would Die for You by Missing Persons by, you know, Dale Bozzio and the band. Full Chen, right before that, with a cover of The Beautiful Ones, had two versions of The Beautiful Ones I was fighting between to decide which one I was going to play right up until the beginning of the show. Jamie Lenhart does another amazing version of that song. And just for kind of what I was fitting it in with this episode, this one seemed to make... kind of be a better fit, but boy, that Jamie Lenhart version is amazing as well. And I think she was one of the first people I interviewed for Coverville way back, like in 2004 or early 2005. Just an amazing, amazing musician. That Full Chen version, though, I love it too. Hard to decide. That one came from Spin Magazine back in 2009. They put together a tribute to Purple Rain called Purplish Rain, and the only way you could get it was by buying the magazine, going to a specific page, finding a specific word, and then entering it on the spin.com website. I'm sure there are probably other ways. If you look around on the internet, you might be able to find a few, but that was how you got that CD, and it was really, really good. Really good set of covers on that. The Beautiful Ones, covered by Full Chen. When Doves Cry by the Be Good Tanyas, that one from their 2006 album Hello Love, and Paul Kelly at the top of that set, an in-studio performance of Little Red Corvette, complete with harmonica and hoo-hoo. Gotta throw those in there, right? That one for the Triple M Musical Challenge 3 CD, which came out in 2002. Great cover right there. All right, let's do one last set of music, and I promised you some covers by Prince, so we're going to open this last set of music with a cover by Prince. This one came out in 2002 on a tribute to Joni Mitchell, beautiful rendition of A Case of You. Here is Prince.
Box of paint. drawn to those ones that weren't afraid. Remember you told me love was touching souls. Sure you touched mine, part of you pours out of me from time to time. These lines
the was never ending, but all the good things they say never last. Springtime was always my favorite time of year, a time for lovers holding hands in the rain. Now springtime only reminds me of Tracy's tears, always cry for love, never cry for pain. He used to say so strong, oh, unafraid to die, unafraid of the death that left me hypnotized. No, staring at his picture, I realized no one could cry the way my Tracy cried. Sometimes it snows in April, and sometimes I feel so bad, and sometimes I wish that life was never ending, but all good things they say never last. I often dream of heaven, now I know the trace is there. But he has found another friend. Maybe he's found the answer to all the April snow. Maybe one day I'll see my Tracy again. Sometimes it snows in April, sometimes I feel so bad, so bad, and sometimes I wish that life was never. They say never last. All good things they say never last. And love isn't love until it's past.
Hi, Brian. Jack Lokensky, Pomona, New York. Went to see Larry Graham in 2010, and Prince showed up and played Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. The crowd went wild. It was amazing. Figured I'd share. You may...
do this in this bedroom slash church. You can guess the offering. I offer you, I offer you sexual relations.
Man that caused you any sorrow, and that man that caused you any pain, all in a one time see you laughing, only see you laughing in the purple rain. Only wanna see you bathing in the purple rain. I never wanna be your wicked lover. Only wanna be some kind of friend. Woman, I could never steal you from another. It's such a shame that our friendship had to end. Purple rain, you can't.
seem to make you be mine. Maybe we ought to close it and let us guide you through the purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple. Cause you any sorrow, never meant to cause you any pain. All I ever wanted was to see you laughing outside in the pouring rain. It's pouring rain outside. It's pouring rain outside, but I don't mind. All I ever wanted was to see you laughing.
Think of a better way to close out the show with than with that cover of Purple Rain right there. That one recorded live at the Fillmore back in 2012. That's Martin Sexton and his cover of Purple Rain. Just amazing, amazing version. I was telling the chat room that I wish there was, you know, with the microphones that I'm, or the headphones that I'm using, you can barely hear the audience during that middle part, that instrumental, and they're all singing along the woo-hoo-hoo-hoo, all singing that part in the middle. It's just amazing when you hear a crowd doing that. Purple Rain, performed there by Martin Sexton. from his Live at the Fillmore album from 2012. Before that, Prince doing I Can't Make You Love Me, that one by request from the Coverville Citizen Facebook group. All you have to do is be a Coverville patron and support us on patreon.com/coverville, and you get access to that as well as a bunch of other goodies. From there, it was Prince doing I Can't Make You Love Me from his Emancipation album from 1996. That was when he was going by the name of the Symbol for Sony Records and that whole business. We heard from Jack Lekensky, who recorded a little bit for us there, called in the Coverville request line, 1-877-7-COVER-9. Sometimes It Snows in April. Beautiful rendition there by Startgate and Espen Lind from Norway, a cover that is from the 5th anniversary tribute to the artist known as Prince. It was an album called Shockadelica back in 2008. You can still find it on Amazon. It's a 4-disc set. All Prince covers, of course, and just amazing stuff. Some great stuff on there. Some hits, some misses, of course, but a really, really good collection on the whole. A Case of You by Prince covering Joni Mitchell, that one from a tribute to Joni Mitchell that came out in 2002. And with that, we're going to bring this edition of Coverville to a close. Why am I not hearing that at all? There we go. Too low. All right, that's going to do it. Thank you so much for listening, for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, email me, requests@coverville.com. Of course, you want to make a request, a suggestion, idea for a show, whatever. requests@coverville.com is the way to do it. You can also visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song related, or call the request line. That number, once again, is 1-877-7-COVER-9. Of course, you can also support us, like I said, on Patreon. I say us. It's me. Well, all right. It's not just me. There's a lot of people behind the scenes that make it so that I can do this show. So, yeah, there's that. So patreon.com/coverville. That's your way to help support the show. And, of course, everything else, coverville.com, like I said. We'll be back next week with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Emmett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, bringing your podcast so good, they'll always party like it's 1999.
Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.